one of the, this is a two-for. We dedicated it to the people that really need it, and those are the folks in particular, the ones that have been unnecessarily abused by the governor's actions with regard, specifically with regards to the restaurant industry. And we avoided having somebody spending that money for other less important purposes. And so, unlike the federal government, where we can't print money, we certainly can reassign money that's been left over and prohibit it from being used for something that's far less worthy.
Well, is there a reason, Mike, it's not signed yet?
There were some technicalities with regards to the language on the unemployment insurance section of it, mm-hmm. for the extension and the increased benefits, none of which are urgent. And I believe that we should just take the time to go through that and fly-spec it with the business community and make sure that it's right the way we need it. It's not time-sensitive. I think this is just an effort on the part of the governor to want to put her thumbprint on something that needs to get done, and it needs to get done because she has continued to unnecessarily abuse a very important sector of our economy.
No hidden surprises in that bill.
No hidden surprises.
Okay.
And like I said, we've been working very closely with the business community to make sure that we've crossed every T and dotted every I.